Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Okay, Taylor, what have you been doing all summer? What are some of the things that you think are just awesome?
Let me tell you, we've been doing a lot of camps. My oldest, right, we got to fill his day up with activities because school is out. And so we cycle through a number of camps. Some of them are just like general classic American camping experience, swimming and crafts and outdoorsmanship. Some of our specialty camps, like he's going to a music camp. He's going to a soccer camp. He loves it. And probably the coolest one we did this summer is the Celtics host a basketball camp over at their facility in Brighton near the big New Balance building. Yeah. And that was pretty cool. You know, the kids, it's like cool for them to go to like the place where the Celtics practice, even though it doesn't mean anything.
Is it hard to find interesting camps? Like, are there things like Lego camps? I know they're computer camps.
There are. I'm a big Googler and I'm a big talker to other parents, right? So remember, all of your kids' friends are in different family orders, right? So some of my son's friends that are the same age are the oldest, like mine, and some are the youngest. So the ones where the kid is the youngest, those are the parents I go to. And I ask them, like, what do you guys do, right? What camps sound good and what camps are actually good? Over the years, I built up a list of kind of camps that we've considered, and I rank them based on, okay, here's how badly I want to go to this one versus that one. And that usually fills out.
So summer's kind of like a chess match for you with figuring out what camps are available, what camps you can get into,
yeah,
and what camps you want your son to go to.
You know, if you're on top of it, it's actually pretty easy to get into these camps. But yes, like I have had one last year. I was, was so annoyed. They had one camp, you got in by a lottery. So here's how they did it, which drove me bonkers because I couldn't figure out why. You had to register for this lottery in January. And most of these camps register like January, February. But they didn't tell you if you got in until March. By the time the deadlines had passed for all the other camps, that's when you found out, even though they collect your information 2 months ago. So, you know, there was a little bit of a scramble on that one and they cleaned it up for this year. I think somebody must have just come in and been like, this is bonkers.
Well, that's the hardest part for parents is getting their kids into certain camps.
Yeah.
Because they fill up so quickly. Or if someone moves here in the spring and they want to send their kids to camp, because I always recommend they do that so that the kids can kind of meet other kids. It's hard to get in.
Absolutely. This week, we're talking about summer activities to do in our area in New England. And we're going to talk about Northern New England, which we define as Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Mom, what do you think are the best activities to do up in that region in the summer?
Oh, I don't feel like I'm an expert on those areas as much. The people that I know that go to New Hampshire are true lake people.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
Lake Winnipesaukee is humongous.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of them have boats on a lake. And then you have people that go to Maine that want to be along kind of a rocky shore, which is probably got some climbing and the beaches aren't quite like further south. They're a little bit rockier and the water's colder. So you probably have more people that are like climbing, going to places that are a little bit more remote. I know that there are a lot of camps up there, particularly that are interested in doing canoeing. Friends of yours canoed for 10 days.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you're 100% right about New Hampshire being a lake place. You know, I might add it's also pretty good for camping. But Maine, I've been up to Maine a couple of times, and coastal Maine is really cool if you are active and like water sports other than swimming. Yes, you can swim up in Maine, of course, right? But if you want to go kayaking, like it's a great place to go kayaking.
Right.
And the food scene is really good, right? If you go to, obviously, Bar Harbor is a big deal.
You do know that Portland, Maine has one of the best art museums in New England.
Oh, really?
They have an amazing collection for not a big metropolitan area. Portland's museum is supposed to be incredible.
And their food scene is also great. That's kind of what it's famous for.
Yeah.
Obviously lobster, right?
Yeah.
In Maine, just stop at
any—
Real lobster. Stop at any clam shack on the coast of Maine and get lobster and it'll be the best lobster roll of your life. Yeah. Lobster is one of those foods where how good it is just determined by how fresh it is. It's not a complicated recipe, you know?
You're right. I think Vermont has a number of lakes in it too, and mountains. So if you're hikers or climbers, I'm pretty sure Uncle Marco was telling us that there are all these different climbs that you can make in
New England. Yeah, the 4,000 peaks or something like that. Yeah.
So I think a lot of people choose to hike in Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire because there are so many places they can go.
Yeah, absolutely. Vermont and New Hampshire, what's interesting is on paper, they're very similar, but they have very different vibes.
Yeah.
Vermont is a little bit more like crunchy granola.
They've got a lot more farmy.
Whereas New Hampshire, I think New Hampshire culturally, Vermont's just so rural, right? It's far out there. It's 2 hours from my house just to get to Vermont, and it's 45 minutes to get to New Hampshire. It's just like a different vibe.
So I will tell you a story about going to Tuckerman's Ravine and skiing it in the month of June.
Oh, yeah.
For those people who like to ski, it is a place where it's a big bowl, and you have to hike up the mountain to the bowl, and then you ski
down.
You're
not doing this in summer, though, are you?
June.
In June? No.
I used to take my students there. But you have to carry your skis. You have to go up and
ski.
And they
have snow?
They have snow. But it's another fun thing, like a very different thing to do for a summer activity.
Is this a situation where you're like skiing in shorts, or is it actually cold up there?
It definitely can be warm, for sure. But you're so hot from climbing up the mountain that you're taking layers off all the time.
Absolutely.
People do it. Tuckerman's.
Got it. That's really cool. June skiing. Man, I got to look into this. Tuckerman's Ravine. Awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our joke of the week and our question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. You ready for the joke?
Yeah.
This I think you should be able to get. Why did the sink feel down?
Why did the sink feel down? It was very drained.
It was always draining.
Oh.
Same idea. You got it.
Okay. Are there any local events in Northern New England you think are worth doing? I have one. It only happens every couple of years. Thunder over New Hampshire. It's the Air Force Air Show.
Oh, yes. That's great.
At Pease Air Force Base. It is so freaking cool. To kind of give you an overview, the setup is it's a giant airfield. It's like, I don't know, square miles and miles of asphalt. And they bring in all these airplanes that you can go inside and check out all day, right? It's kind of like come and go as you please. And then they have like a show going on as you're checking the stuff out. And obviously the intro stuff is kind of the smaller things, the smaller planes, stunt planes, etc. But then they end the day with a flight of F-16s. If you don't know what those are fighter jets. They're very loud. They look very cool.
It kind of like the Blue Angels.
It is the Air Force version of the Blue Angels. So yeah, I think the Blue Angels is, I think they might be like F-18s or whatever was in Top Gun, and the Air Force is F-16s. And it's so cool. They have all like the cool fighter jets there. They have a STEM area where you can watch like robots battle each other, do some cool Legos. It's a really, really neat kind of touch the truck on steroids experience.
So who had more fun at this? You or your son?
I know, right? I'm going to say I'm balanced with him, but I had a ton of fun too. The person that was the most fun, I had a person that we brought with us who was a scientist, and she just was glued to the air show all day.
The other thing that happens, I'm pretty sure it's in New Hampshire, is the Renaissance Fair, which is done in the fall.
You're not talking about King Richard's, right? Because that's down on the South Shore.
Is it South Shore? There's one, I think, up in New Hampshire, and everybody gets dressed up. You see people fighting each other, et cetera. And the food is all like with your fingers and meals. It's kind of a messy day, but they say it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.